What an incredible time we live in, and what a perfect time we live in. What a perfect world we live in. What a perfect scenario for what you're believing. You know, I hear people say all the time, I want God's will. You ever said that? I just want God's will. I just want to see God do something. I want God to show off. Have you ever felt like that? I just want God to show off. I want him to show up. And remember, God fills your praise with his presence. When he told them to march around the walls of Jericho, he said, just praise me. When Moses raised his staff over the sea, he just said, trust me and just move forward. Let's go forward. Faith. Everything's about faith. The world we live in is all about faith, because the world we live in was made by faith. Scriptures tell us all things were created by him, through him, and for him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And the scriptures tell us, the word, the Bible, tells us that, how many believe the Bible? Okay, then you're in the right place. The Bible tells us that what he created out of things that were not seen. What he created out of things that were not seen. Pretty amazing, huh? Only God can do that. And there's only one God. There's only one Christ. There's only one Lord, one Savior, one Redeemer. There's only one way to get to the Father. And if you can get to him, you're every place. He's not all you need. He's all there is. So if you can get to him, you've got it all. And yet we have so much. Sometimes we're looking for what we're not missing. Because he said, I've given you all things. So faith is that connector. Faith is that relationship. And God said, I've given to every person the measure, exactly what it takes to get exactly where you need to go, to be all that you need to be, to do everything that needs to be done. All through faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. We talk about faith. Anytime you stand up behind the pulpit, or you talk about the Word of God, or you talk about God doing something, saving someone, healing someone, doing something, it's all connected to what? Faith. And again, sometimes when we hear the word faith, we feel like that means I can't do it. So I have to depend on that invisible force. I have to depend on what I can't see. But the world that you live in, the world that you were born into, the world that you grew up in, is that world. And the perfect world isn't everything going the way you want it to, because you don't know what it should do. You don't know how blessed you are, so you couldn't possibly know how to believe about what you need. So the word says God wills to do exceeding abundant and above all you know to ask or think. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Hello? 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 Thank you. He's willing to do exceeding abundant above all that we know to ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. Okay, a few things right here. Number one, if you don't know what faith does, you won't know what it's done. If you don't know how faith works, you won't know what it's doing, which means oftentimes you think your faith isn't working. Maybe you just didn't do it right. You ever re-prayed the prayer thinking maybe you said it wrong? Or maybe you go back to your prayer closet and you say, I think I missed something. Like God doesn't know. Jesus said one time, he said, I want you to look at the flowers that are in the field. He said, they don't work hard. And there's nothing wrong with hard work. We all work hard. We've all worked hard. But there's sometimes that we're laboring, oftentimes that we're laboring for what isn't to be labored for. We're trying to get something we're not missing. And so we think the faith isn't working. And that's the truth. Because either the word is true or the word is true. There isn't, it's not true, because by the word he created all things. So this life that we have been chosen to live in, we talk about our rights for this and our rights for that. You have a right to call upon his name. You have a right to believe God. You have a right through Christ to be born again. You have a right to be who he's called you to be. And that's your identity. That's who we are. If we chose to be born, if we named ourselves, if we called ourselves out, then we can make those choices about the identity that we have. But the scriptures tell us that of him, through him, and to him are all things. Of him, through him, and to him are all things. Romans 11, verse 36 says, "For from him, through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever." So it doesn't change. Great faith. Jesus spoke several times about little faith. He spoke a few times about great faith. So there is little faith and there is great faith. And little faith doesn't mean it works a little bit. A little faith means it doesn't work at all. Great faith means that's the faith of God. Great faith. So what we want is great faith. And the word says that it is written, meaning it's established. The word of God is sure. It's established forever. If you understand, if you really understand how you're blessed and what you're blessed with, you'll see how blessed you are. Does that make sense? You can say, yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Go ahead and say it. Makes sense. But if you don't know what it is and what it does, even if it does it, you may think it didn't. God bless you. See you next time. So, what does faith do? The word says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, that gives us a clue that faith is given to us to please the Father. Faith gives us control and power in the earth, right? Wrong. Faith doesn't give you control. Faith causes you to lose control. God didn't give you faith to control anything. He gave you faith to surrender to him, to believe that he is all things. He said, "I'll do the work through you. I and you in me, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me." Bottom line is your efforts are futile. They're fruitless. And what we labor for so often is to be in control, thinking that that's what faith is given to us for, but faith is given to us to surrender. It's innately in the nature of mankind to try to gain control because we think that puts us in authority and in power. But the scriptures tell us that there is no power but of God. And those powers which be are ordained of God, of him, through him, to him. That's where it all is. So if we could only get If we could get to that point, Jesus said, "I'm the one to get you to that point." And he says, "It's not by works, lest any man should boast," because only thing we could boast in is how much we've worked, how much we've sweat, and how little we've accomplished. I've said it many times, you can work really hard, sweat a lot, and accomplish a little, or you can believe well and accomplish a lot. I choose to believe well. David didn't fight well, he believed well. That power abides in us. So, number one, it's God's will to bless you, and according to his vision, the way God sees it, he already has. And then the word says, don't look for things by sight. You put in a world that can't see what's going on. You can't see the blessing that's coming your way. You can't see what God has prepared for you, because if you can see it by sight, then that's what man prepared. But if you can't see it and yet you believe, that's called righteousness. So it's not works, it's believing what God said without being able to see it. Now it doesn't mean it's not going to show up, because it'll show up bigger than you are, because it's the Word of God and he's bigger than we are. He's greater than we are. He says his thoughts are higher and his ways are far beyond, and yet he reveals them to us by his Spirit. And everything that we do in this world is so perfect, because the more out of control you think it is, the more in line it is with the will of the Father. Because the more out of your control it is, it means the more faith we have to employ to keep moving forward. And God made the world to live by faith. It's a faith world. He spoke it. He created it, the Word tells us, by things that were invisible, that weren't unseen. So what would you expect? A God who creates things out of what's not seen, but by His Word. And He created all things through His Word. Christ is the Word. And His name shall be called the Word of God. He created all things through Him. How do we get to the Father? Through Him. I get to the Father through Him. So I get to the Father, and my sins are forgiven, and all is good, and we move forward, and then we just go out there and we start fighting, right? We fight for our freedom. We fight for our victory. We're going to win. We're going to win. How many believe you're going to win? I don't. I don't believe I'm going to win. Sounds depressing, doesn't it? He won. See, here's what we do. We employ our faith to get. And your faith was not given to you to get. Your faith was given to you to give. First to give yourself, to surrender. We want transformation, but we won't die to ourselves. A seed doesn't transform until it gives up its will, until it gives itself into the soil. Once it gives itself into the soil, what it really is that cannot be seen becomes evident to everyone. But your faith doesn't give you the power to get. And that's, I know what maybe we've been taught. Give 1,000, you're going to get 1,000, or maybe 10,000, or 100,000. It isn't that there isn't a law of giving and receiving, but that's a law. Your faith is a gift. The law of faith is governed by the will of the Father. It's established forever. The law of faith will always work. So when you do something by faith, whether you see the evidence of what it's doing has no significance on faith at all. Because faith is not seen. Faith is the Word of God. It happened before you believed. He's given you all things. His Word is true. His Word is established forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The reality is, things beyond your control are taking place when you believe the Word of God by faith. When God leads you someplace, when you step into the unknown, might be a place you would think, I would never go here because I can't see what's going on. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't look like what it should be going on is taking place. And God says, now you have to live the way I created you in the beginning. I wanted you to live by faith so I could do exceeding abundant and beyond what you know to ask or think according to the power that's working on the inside of you. Heaven wants us to release its authority in the earth. Heaven wants us to advance when we cannot see. Heaven wants us to be excited when we have no way out other than by the faith of God. That's why James says, count it all joy. Because if you'll start looking at it correctly, you'll see what faith is really doing. And when you do live by faith, you do speak by faith, you're going to be excited because now you know what faith is doing. Faith is taking control out of your hands and humbling yourself to the hand of God. That's what he said. He said, if you will humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he said, then I will exalt you. The victory is mine, we say. But day after day, every time we hear something on television or we hear or think or see something that you think the government is doing or those people behind closed doors are doing, we become afraid. And what we start doing, we do the wrong thing. We start fighting. We engage ourselves in warfare. Then you're double-minded because either you have the victory or you're going to have to go out there and get it. I mean, you have to decide which way it's going to be. Do we have the victory of the Lord or do we contend to get it? I mean, it can't be both. It can't be both. It has to be one or the other. The battle is mine, he says, God. God says, battle is mine. I'll fight for you. Even when they do ill to you or you see it as ill. He said, understand, I'm all things. Of me, through me, and to me is everything. So everything in your life has to serve the purpose of God unless you doubt and disbelieve and fight against what God's doing. And then your enemy isn't what you want or what's coming after you. Your enemy is your unbelief or what you call your faith. Your faith, what people think is faith discourages them more often than anything else because they believe one way and don't see it, so you think my faith didn't work. But when you can't see what faith does, you'll never know what it's done. So you'll think it didn't do anything. My faith didn't work. This is like a shot in the dark. It's sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. Faith is absolute. Every time. Faith in the Word of God is absolute. Every time. It just does what you don't know needs to be done. It prepares the way in a way so once you arrive, you get to remain there. Jesus said it like this. He said, the Father's glorified when you bear a lot of fruit and your fruit remains. It stays. Adam and Eve put in the perfect case scenario. Perfect world, we would think, right? Perfect world, perfect earth, same earth that you and I live in today. Same world. Same everything. Everything. Because it's a perfect world. Doubters say it's an imperfect world. Believers believe God. He made it. He blessed it. He called it good. Same earth. Good. Earthly is a different story. But the earth, that's God, that's good. Earthly doubts that God is in control. The righteous know he never leaves us without authority and power to do his will. That's faith in the Word of God. Perfect world, Adam and Eve living there. No shame to bear. God gave them everything. He blessed them, but when you don't know that something represents a blessing, when you see it by faith, then you miss the blessing and you say it didn't work. Of course it worked. Well, I've been praying for a better job and I didn't get one. My faith, no, your faith is doing far more. You don't know what you need, and your disappointment in where you're going just tells you that you're not believing deeply enough. We try to orchestrate the will of God with our faith, and that's not what it's given to us for. It's given to us to surrender to the will of God. Your faith wasn't given to you so you'd be a great getter. Your faith was given so you'd be a great giver. The greatest givers become the greatest, most powerful receivers. Because when we are given to our faith, as Abraham was given to his faith, remember? He gave one son by faith. And when he gave one son, then he received nations of sons. But he didn't go saying, I'm giving and God's going to give back. All he did was believe the word of God. And his faith said this, I am out of control. You need to get out of control. You need to use your faith to get out of control, to lose control. Adam and Eve, perfect world. Here's a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Here's a tree of life. Everything in the garden is for you. Everything. So don't tell me if you had everything but one thing, it'd be okay, because throughout the generations, it's proven that's not the truth. The truth is faith teaches you how to live without seeing what you're looking for. Abraham, the word says, God called him, and he went out into a land of promise. And this is what the land of promise felt like. I've heard the land of promise forever. We're going into the land of promise, whatever that meant for this season, this time. Going into the land of promise, the land of promise. It's going to be everything that I hope to be. It's going to be everything I've been asking God for. It probably won't look anything like what you've been believing for. Because we're not to believe for the thing. We're to believe that God is everything. And typically what we would pick is a scenario where we really don't have to exercise or employ our faith because it's been done. And we call that a celebration. A celebration should take place when you're believing God for what you cannot see. And Abraham went into a country and he didn't know where he was going. Get excited! How many of you don't know where we're going in the world today? Yeah! We're going to the promised land. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what it's going to turn out to be. I don't know what it's going to look like. If we would see the vision, God wants us to have a vision. He said the people perish for lack of restraint because they have no vision. So we don't know what to believe for. And he said, what I'll do is I'll perform my will through you. But your will is like a seed. It has to die to you first. If you're having trouble transforming, it's because you've not given yourself to faith. Well, as soon as this happens, then I'm going to know. It'll never happen. You can't transform. No more than a seed transforms. And remember, we are called the seeds of promise. So we have to act like a seed. Think about living by faith, knowing you don't have to be in control. But God gives you the authority for His will to control every scenario in your life. That's real power. You ever wonder how David did it? You ever wonder how Abraham did it? You ever wonder how Daniel did it? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Daniel, let's talk about him. The angel of the Lord comes and speaks to him the word of God. And he said, Daniel, he said, since the day you set your heart to understand and to know me, the day you humbled yourself to me, I've been hearing you ever since, and I've been preparing that I can exalt you, and I will raise you up, and I'll, since the day you set your mind to understand and to know the will of God, since that day, heaven's been behind you. They can throw you in a lion's den. They can do anything. It's not going to matter what they do. It's not going to matter what they say, because like Abraham, he went out in faith not knowing where he was going. And that's how he walked into everything God had called him to do. Not knowing where you're going can be your greatest blessing when you trust God by faith. And your greatest enemy can be telling God, this is what I'm believing for. What I'm believing for is the will of the Father. Abraham didn't know where he was going because it didn't exist yet. Because his faith in the Word of God, which is invisible, was creating the visible. He couldn't see it because it wasn't there, but it was in the Word of God. The Word of God is creative and it's powerful. Where God's sending you, it doesn't look like it because it doesn't exist. It's being shaped by the Word of God. It's being forged by the Word of God. We look at a world today and we think, how can it get any better? It's going to get worse. So what we do as believers is we brace ourselves and prepare to do what we were never called to do, to fight. You want to fight? Fight the good fight of faith. Keep the faith. Surrender to the mighty hand of God. Humble yourselves to the will of the Father and be excited and have vision for the greatness. We go from one battle against man or whatever it is to another battle against another scenario, and we never believe what we say we do. The victory is mine. God said, I've given it to you. I never asked you to get it. I never asked you to go out and believe that it was coming. I said, I've given you the victory. The battle belongs to me. It doesn't belong to you. Enter into the rest. There therefore remains a Sabbath of God. But they did not enter in because they didn't believe it existed. Our vision is that darkness is coming. Instead of turning on the light, we brace for it. Or we fight for it. God said, build. What we're supposed to do is have vision. The people perish because they don't have vision. The greater the darkness, the bigger the bulb. If there's dark out there, then God's telling me, God's saying, you're going to shine like you've never shined before. I don't have enough. That's God saying, you've not been believing enough. You've been believing for enough, but you're not believing enough. Believe that I'm humble to the hand of God. It's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says God. God is doing what? If you'll humble yourself, take your faith and use it to surrender to the will of God and just be a witness to who He is, and God will do exceeding abundant and above. God did to Abraham what Abraham couldn't imagine God would do because he was willing to go to a place that didn't exist until he arrived there by faith. Your faith is the Word of God. Your faith is the will of God, and it's just as creative because it doesn't belong to you because you earned it. It's given to you because He loves you. My faith is to humble. I found as I progressed in my prayer life that instead of asking God to do things, I just praise Him. I get in, I want Him to fill my presence or my praise with His presence. So if I need something, I figure the best place to go is in His presence. Because in His presence is the fullness of all things. Now the Word says, speaking of fullness, it says, you are complete, which is literally the word that we deny all the time. You are perfect. How many are born of Christ? Not of yourself. You don't boast. How many believe you had nothing to do with it at all? You can raise your hands. The answer is yes. Except humbling yourself to the will of God. A PFC, no one knows when to raise their hands because I know this guy. He's going to, something I've said yes to 1,000 times, he's going to tell me no. And you're right, but this, that's not this time. How many believe he had nothing to do with it? It's of him, through him, to him, all things. What do? We just surrender to what? The will of God. He didn't save you because you're a sinner. He saved you because he loves you. That was his will before. Our doubt removed us. Eve and Adam fell out of power because they tried to take control, not because they lost control. I'm going to take knowledge. God said, this is what I need you to do. I need you to believe me. There has to be something in the garden that represents your trust in my word. I've given you everything, but that's not enough. The only way to stay in power, to take dominion, is to do it through me. And there's no way you're going to do that if there's not something to believe me for. And you'll call it a trial. You'll call it difficult because you're going to have to believe me without seeing it. You're going to have to depend that my power is going to work through you, solely, completely, and totally. That's what I'm going to do. You're going to have to believe that. You're going to have to believe that. So, Chris, God's taking your world and turning it around. Not upside down. He's turned it upside down. Now he's going to turn it around. There's a difference. When he turns it upside down, you thought you were right side up, but you were upside down. He turned your right side up. You had to get associated with what right side up meant. But now he's turning it around for one reason. You just said, I'm going to just humble it and whatever. Take it, God. Take it. You want it. Take it. It belongs to you. It's yours. Get rid of it. Give me all. I'm ready to start afresh. So God says, I'm turning you around. So this is the right step in the right direction. That's the will of the Father. He knows the intentions of your heart. And God, if I'm going to live long enough to do anything, you will live out the years of an old man if you will stay in the faith of God and surrender to the heartbeat of God and not your own. God will exalt you. He will raise you up in due season. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. He will exalt you. A man says to you the other day, what is it you're doing? What do you believe? Where are you going? What is it that you see? And the word of the Lord in your mouth is whatever God shows me is to be done, not what I can see, not what I've intended to do. You've said, God, you'll make me strong from a young man. In your teenagers, you said, Lord, you make me strong. Because I felt like I had no strength. My arms are weak. My legs are weak. I don't even know where to run if I were to run in any direction. And so with your efforts you tried to establish, with all that you knew and all that you could in your mind, war after war, battle after battle, and yet God says one victory is yours, mine, one time and one time only, and it lasts forever. And then God strengthened your arms as he did with Samson in the day when Samson just believed God, because he first blinded his eyes so he could not see. And we say man did that, but God said, I sought an occasion to strengthen you and to bring your enemies down, not by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And so God is doing with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, just acknowledge him. Don't say it, do it, and he'll direct your path. And your path is perfect. My God, this God, your God, his way is perfect. This marks the beginning of the understanding of that day. Hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, and quote the word. Declare it. It's mine. We're created by his word. You're created of his word, through his word, for his purpose, for his pleasure, for his pleasure. Oh my God, if I could please the Lord. There's a tree there in the garden. It represents a knowledge that I don't have. No, it doesn't. It doesn't represent a knowledge you don't have. It represents an ignorance you don't need. All that tree did, it only did one thing. There was nothing in the fruit. There was nothing wrong with the tree. There's nothing wrong with it at all. God made it and said it's perfect, both of them. Everything, it's good. Nothing wrong with the tree. They ate the fruit and the fruit affected them. No, it didn't. It didn't do it. They knew one thing and one thing alone. They knew what it felt like to doubt God. That's what killed them. They knew what it felt like to try and take control. That's what killed them. Faith in the Word, the living Word of the living God, it doesn't make any sense. That means it's greater than my conscious mind or subconscious mind. It's greater than I am. What a great gift God's given you that we can live with a mind greater than our brain, greater than our consciousness, greater than our past, greater than our present, greater than what we could perceive in our future. But he said, I'll reveal it to you. You'll see and you'll know and you'll understand, and then you'll do. And you'll know it's no longer I that lives. What a great feeling that is. It's no longer I that lives, but I feel Christ living in me. I don't care if it makes sense. I don't care if I don't know where I'm going. Show me where I don't know where I'm going and send me there. And all along the way, faith is shaping what is not in the eyes of man, but what is yes and amen in the heart of God. If you humble yourself, Daniel, from the day you set your mind to understand. That's the key. That's the key. From the day you set your mind, I just want to understand the will of the Father. Sometimes we're taught that faith is an inspiration to ambition. But if we're not ambitious to set our heart to know the will of God, your ambition is in vain. You'll work hard and you'll grow old disappointed. I've been young, I've been old, I yet to see the righteous forsaken, a seed begging bread. Jesus said, consider the lilies of the valley. You're all too anxious. Preparing for a war we should never prepare for. What we should be preparing for is the vision God has given us. They're taking this away and they're taking that away. That's because you're not in that place. And we should have been. So we will be. God's saying, this is where you should have been. You should have owned these platforms. You should have stood in these places of authority and power. But your ambition drove you a different way. Faith isn't given to you to give. Faith is given to you to give. Give your heart, give your mind, give your life, give your love, give yourself. That's where the power really is. The battles that we fight, most of them aren't even given to us as a proving ground as God tested Abraham. God tested Abraham because Abraham believed God and received seed. So then God tested him. You better hope God tests you. Because he's saying, I'm about to do something through you in the earth, and I need you to do one thing. I need you to lose control. I need you to surrender so I can do it through you. The moment you do that, you're a seed of promise, and you're sown in the soil, and the greatness that I put on the inside of you, the exceeding, abundant, and above, it will manifest itself, and I will exalt you in that season. That's why James says, count it all joy. And we go, oh, man, yeah, we get this Christian battle thing. Get battling out of your mind. Walk victory-minded. We're a conquering. Come on, we've become a conquering faith. Conquering faith. Conquering. Beat it up. Tear it down. Need to tear down the idolatry. We're not God. Only he is God. We have to worship. We're created to worship. And too often we worship ourselves, our ambition. We worship what faith can do for us instead of what faith shows us he has done. Greater is he that is in me than me in this world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Consider the lilies of the valleys. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. What is he saying? Ambitious. You're ambitious to be clothed, to be dressed, to eat. And then what does he call that? Little faith. When the woman humbled herself and said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table, he said, great is your faith. You've humbled yourself to the will of God. You lay your life down. Your ambition is gone. You're more powerful than you know, but you think more powerful than you are. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Greater is he. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. What a great world. And we call that world an imperfect world. When you see nation rise against nation and people threatening, don't take on the vision of the world. Impending doom, impending war, impending darkness. Keep believing, it'll come. Or the just can rise up and say, victory is mine, the battle is his. If you're going up against God, you lose. But as for me and my house, we have the vision of God. Persecution, slain. That's who we are, right? I love the scripture that says, no. Nay. We are more than conquerors over these things. The more than conqueror mentality, the more than conqueror faith, that's where we need to live. Our faith, our platforms are filled with getting the next victory, fighting the next darkness, whatever that is. So driven to look for the dark corners and the dark holes. Why don't we go out and build the tabernacles of light, the altars of God, the worship places of the Most High Holy God, whose ways are perfect. Why don't we have vision? When he said, according to your faith be it unto you, why don't we believe for the greater instead of fighting the lesser? So what do you do after you win that victory? You stand there and you imprison your enemies and do what? Wait for another battle. And that does what? Nothing. It leaves a void, a vacancy, a space waiting to be filled with vision. I don't have. You don't need to. That's what's so great. God gave me vision. He gave Abraham vision. Abraham said, I don't even have the body. I don't have the physique. The years are past me. My wife. We don't have what it takes. God says, I know. And that's great because now you don't think you're bigger than you are, and you have to know how great I am in you. And here's what I give you. I give you my word, and the moment that word enters into your heart and you conceive and set your mind to understand the will of God, then you become greater than you are, and that's what faith does in us. I don't need anything. You don't need someone to agree with you. You don't need someone to support you. You don't need someone to bless you. You need to support. You need to give. You need to bless. Great receivers are first great givers. And they're not looking to receive. That's why the word says it catches you off guard. It overwhelms you. It falls all over you. It falls into your lap. God overwhelms you with his goodness because he doesn't need us to tell him that we need to be clothed or we need to be fed. He said, I know what you have need of. We've worked hard to have little faith. Maybe we should have less ambition for what we can do and more vision for what he has done. Greater is he that abides in you. There's so much to be God. God said he'll give you youth. He'll give you years. He said, Abraham, it's not about your body. It's about the seed of the word. And once it starts, it doesn't stop. But I want to give you something that you can't see. And Abraham went out into a country like a stranger. A country, it was called the Promised Land, but when he got there, he felt like a stranger. Doesn't seem right, right? When we get there, I'm in control. No, when we get there, we feel like a stranger. Because what's going to be done cannot be seen because your faith is giving it its shape. And then God builds it. God expands it. We live in a season and in a time promised by the Father. Those descendants before you, the patriarchs before you, the word says they saw it afar off, but they all died in faith, never having seen. But we walk in that power, and the new covenant says, but you've seen, bear witness to what you have seen. Bear witness to who he is in you. You are the covenant promise that they look for. If they'd look at you, they'd say, what are you talking about? We waited to see you. We waited for your day. We were anxious. We were ambitious. We were desirous. And then we learned we had to lay it all fall down. The land of promise doesn't look like what you thought. It looks like you're a stranger when you show up. What if there was no battle to fight in the way that you think? But what if there was more to walk as conquerors in than there was to conquer? What if instead of fighting an enemy, that's what God said, remember, that's what God said about David. He said, you fought too many battles, so you can't build my house. I need someone who will stand in the day of peace, the rest, so I'm going to give you a son. And that son's going to say, I'm not fighting all these enemies and these people and these problems and these issues. I'm going to build the house of the Lord. What about that vision? Darkness is coming. Let's warn everyone. That'll do it. That'll fix it. That'll help it. Then everyone can go into the deep darkies. Or a Daniel of faith can stand up and say, build your idols. Do what you want. The more opulent you make it, the more grand, the bigger, the greater the fall. They took the Ark of the Covenant and put it by Dagon, and God broke it in pieces. They kept putting it up, and God kept knocking it down. God will knock it all down when you walk in the covenant promise of the Lord. I'm asked all the time, what do you see? And when I start telling people what I see, yeah, but what about, you didn't hear what I just said. Oh, you want me to agree that it's coming? It's coming. According to your faith, be it unto you. Deep darkies are coming your way. According to your faith, be it unto you. Or do you want to hear what the heavens of God are saying? Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great, inscrutable things. You do not know them. I want to reveal who I am in you. I created the earth to be manifest through faith. It's the only place that it happens. And in that is the favor of the Lord. For they that come to him must believe that he is. Well, I believe he is. No, not that he just exists. That he is God. The Lord of lords. The Almighty Holy One. That there is no God but God. Those that come to him must believe that he is. And that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Daniel, from the day you set your mind to know and to understand the will of God, I heard your prayer. I've watched over you. I've kept you. I covered you, and I'll continue to keep you. You can go anywhere. King, build your altar. Build your idol. Do what you want. I will not bow down. We need to stop bowing down to the false prophecies of the world. Beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inside they're ravenous wolves. They seek to destroy you. And they destroy you first by destroying your vision and giving you theirs. Prove, try the spirits. See whether or not they are of God. But this God, my God, his way is perfect. And his thoughts towards me are so good. He said, 1,000 would fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it would not come nigh me. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have set your affections on him. Daniel, since the day you set your heart and your mind to understand my will and my ways, I've heard you, I've watched over you, I've kept you, and I'm exalting you. And I'll make you a witness. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit is for? To bear witness that he is God in us, God with us, and God through us. To God be the glory. This is the greatest season of your life. If you believe it, give the Lord praise this morning. Stand to your feet with me. This rope represents one thing. We're looking for something that's in our grasp. To me, it represents the kingdom of God. That's how close it is. Pretty strong rope. I could pull just about anything with this. A lot more than my arms could pull. I could hook this between two trucks and I could still pull them. Strong rope. The power God has given you within your vision and your faith to surrender to Him and to stop trying to take control. Stop trying to control others. Stop trying to control the way it's supposed to go. You're strangers in a promised land. You don't know where you're going, but He wants to reveal it step by step, from faith to faith, line upon line, precept upon precept. Hear some and there some. Walk in it. It's a joy. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to know you're blessed. It's powerful and authoritative to know that God is for you and no one can be against you. It's good to know that God leads us in the way we are supposed to go, and everything will work out for the good because we love Him. We are the called according to His purpose. We just read it. Of Him, through Him, and to Him is everything. It's all here to serve in His purpose, no matter what it is, no matter what it is. Worship Him. Believe Him. He'll turn it around. He'll turn it upside down. He'll turn it inside out. But He'll open your eyes to what it is. No matter what position it's in, it's still the doing of the Lord, and it's going to be good. Better than you could have imagined. What things soever you bind on the earth is bound in the heavens. Whatever you loose in the earth is loosed in the heavens. We bind the idea that you're not authoritatively, powerfully abiding in us. We bind the idea that we're given to tragedy and trouble and sadness and sin and evil and dark. And we release the idea that whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And that because God is for me, nothing can be against me. And that all things work together for good to them that love Him and are called according to His purpose. And we are the blessed by the word of the Lord. We are the blessed by the Lamb of God. We release the idea and the revelation and the truth that the nations of the earth will look at us and call us blessed. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Lord God, this earth is yours. It's perfect because it is required, according to your command, that we live in it by faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone, so we exercise our faith, executing our vision, knowing that you go before us and behind us and beside us. You surround us, Lord God, with your love, your spirit, your word, your wisdom, and your presence and your power. You fill our praise with your presence, and in your presence is fullness of joy. Father, we worship you. We pull upon the heavens of God, and we thank you for a great outpouring of your Spirit in this world. We thank you that the light has overcome the darkness, and all it had to do was show up. We are the light of the world. A lamp set on a hill cannot be hidden. We cannot be ignored. You've chosen us to put us in position and authority and power, not of might, not of our own, but by your Spirit. And in it we see the wonder and the glory of God. And we do walk and live and go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, as it is written, that just live this way. I call your creation blessed, O God. From the earth to the creation that you have made, be glorified in it. There will be a great awakening to righteousness. And as the righteous shout, light. As the blind shout darkness, God will open the blind eyes, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak, and we will glorify the Lord together. Father, for it we give you praise. Something great is going to happen today because God is great. He's greatly with us, and He's greatly to be praised. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout and say, yeah! The altar's open. I encourage you, sow a seed that takes faith in the soil of this word today. And God be glorified in it. Say, God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. No, no. God be for me. Who can be against me? No one. Say, God be for me.
Everything serves in His purpose to bless me, that I bear witness that God is in me and through me. God be glorified. There's a great outpouring coming down on you today, blessing you in every face, every time, in every way. God is saying, I am with you, for you, not against you, to do you good, to bring you no harm. Stop sounding the trumpet of woe and sound the alarm, saying, the Lord has blessed me, He's kept me, He keeps me, He's led me, He leads me, I praise Him. Don't you see? Greater is He that is in me than he that sees it the way the world sees it. I see it God's way. That's what I say. I'm blessed today. I know it anyway. Give the Lord the praise, the glory to His name. He's faithful to do what He said He would do. And He's done it for me, and He's done it for you. So we give Him praise, and we say today, this is the greatest season of my life. He's freed me from all sin and strife. Dig a little deeper, reach a little higher. Spirit of the Lord, set my soul on fire. God, I praise you today. I'm here to say, glory to your name. For we live by faith. We believe God. Come on, worship the Lord with your giving today. Honor Him. Honor the Lord. Bring your bucket. Worship God. Honor His word. Bless His name. He stays the same. Perfect in all His ways. Great is God. That is what I say. Come on, Matthew. Come on. Prophesy.
Oh, hear the Lord. I give you everything. My heart, my mind, my soul, everything belongs to you. I give it all to you, yeah, yeah. I give it all to you, yeah. Oh, I let my life be glorified. Let my life be glory to you, oh Lord. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No matter what comes my way, I'm gonna praise you, cause you're so amazing. You're so amazing. You're so amazing. I'm gonna praise you.
You know what to do when you don't know what to do. Praise Him. This God, my God, His ways perfect. He's so amazing. Father, we give you praise for the gift, the giver, the seed, the sower. Lord God, you do wonders. We believe you for your ways. Your ways so exceed what we want to be done. Exceeding, abundant, and beyond. God, we're just thankful that we have faith to believe your God with us, in us, and through us. And God, that you're glorified in all things. This is the greatest season of our lives. And we say of the Lord, we are the blessed of God. Do you believe that? Lift your voice and shout. Greater. My God is greater. He's so much greater. Don't be a hesitator. Give the Lord the praise and the glory to His name.
Give Him glory.
He'll spread His fame. Show you He's the same. Doesn't have to change because He's everything in every way. Everything you know to think and say, and so far beyond all you could imagine. And He's not doing it around you or outside of you. He'll do it in you and through you, giving you vision, giving you days to step on a platform and say, God, it all belongs to you. Shine through me and let it come true. God's creating and shaping by the faith in the land of promise that may feel strange, but it's the place of blessing. God has called and He's put there your name, saying, you are blessed and chosen of God. This is the day. No hesitation. Say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. You are blessed. Oh my gosh. Do you know how so blessed you are? Believe it, live it, say it, preach it, prophesy it. Go out with the prophetic. Shout!
You're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come and you go.